Let's do one more.
Pick up your slide.
I'll not do it. I'll tell some kind of a fool tale here. I ain't gonna pick another lick till everybody gets ready to pick again. I gotta rest my hand after that, Merle. I didn't miss no licks on it. I better be careful now. I might have got them all in there. I'll brag one time. I don't know how that happened, Joe. I wonder how that happened.
I don't know.
Son? I'm either getting better or something. I don't know what happened. Maybe I'm picking unusual tonight. I'll tell you what, I picked it without thinking about it.
There you go.
Okay. There was a couple of old-timey preachers, Baptist and Methodist, lived at either end of a little community, and it was back in the days when gasoline's kind of hard to get a hold of. They each one had a little A-model flavor, but times kind of hard, and they rode bicycles to church on the pretty days. One day, this Methodist boy come a-zipping down the road on his big old Firestone bike, and he met that Baptist walking, and he slid up to him and stopped and said, "Brother, where's your bicycle at?" He said, "You know, I don't know where that thing's at unless I left it somewhere and forgot what I'd done with it." "Nah," he says, "you didn't do that. Somebody in my congregation or yours one stole it." He said, "Let's preach a good sermon on the 10 today. And when we get down there to where it says, thou shalt not steal, we'll kind of dwell. And whoever got that bicycle, get a guilty conscience and fetch it back some night." Now, I know Baptist, something bothering his mind, but he said, "Oh, well, all right, maybe we'll do that." When he met him the next Sunday, he had his bicycle. And he says, "Well, I see one of our sermons paid off." Old Baptist boy kind of dropped his head. He says, "Yeah, it was mine, but it ain't like you think, brother." He says, "When I got down there to where it said, covet not thy neighbor's wife, I remembered where I left my bicycle."
What about that, Joe?
All right.